Right on, children. Better for this week. Sairam children, welcome to this week's Children's Hour.
Sairam children, and a very happy new year to all of you.
Oh yes, isn't this the first time we are meeting this year? And happy 2016 to all of you children.
And as we told you last week children, today is a special Children's Hour.
Yes, this is the first Children's Hour of the year, but also the last Children's Hour, at least for now.
Yes children, we spent the whole of 2015 with you. And now it is time for us to wind up this series.
We will miss talking to all of you. We had so much fun together and also we learned so much along with all of you.
You know children, there is a beautiful saying. Nothing in this world is ever constant. If there is anything constant, it is change.
Only change is constant in life. From infants, we become toddlers. From toddlers, school-going children.
Then from children to teenagers, then young adults, and then grown-ups. We cannot remain in any one of these states forever, isn't it?
Just like the new year, however much you might have enjoyed or loved 2015, you cannot stop 2016 from dawning, isn't it?
So the same way, it is time now to draw the curtains on Children's Hour 2. However much we may have loved doing this program and spending time with all of you.
But Prem, why are we saying goodbye to all the children already? Still we have an hour for that, isn't it?
Oh yes, Ganesh. So children, fasten your seat belts for one final joyride with us.
देखो बच्चों, देखो देखो बच्चों, सृष्टि का ये धर्म है। देखो देखो बच्चों, सृष्टि का ये धर्म है। दाने से एक पेड़ बने, ये उसका ही कर्म है। इस जग का ये धर्म है, इस जग का ये धर्म है। देखो देखो बच्चों, ओ कोयल ने कैसे अपने पंचम के स्वर को पाया। पत्थर के बीच कैसे मेढक ने समय बिताया। सीप के भीतर कैसे मोती है समाया।
उसका ही कर्म है, ये उसका ही कर्म है।
देखो देखो बच्चों, निर्मल हृदय के भीतर, निर्मल हृदय के भीतर प्रभु का प्रेम अमर है। जो दिल से दिल मिले तो बाकी क्या कसर है।
हाथ टू हाथ यूनाइटेड वी शैल ओवरकम। हाथ टू हाथ यूनाइटेड वी शैल ओवरकम। हाथ टू हाथ यूनाइटेड वी शैल ओवरकम। हाथ टू हाथ यूनाइटेड वी शैल ओवरकम।
दैट्स अ नाइस सॉन्ग टू किक स्टार्ट आवर प्रोग्राम, इजंट इट?
ओह यस चिल्ड्रन, इट्स न्यू ईयर। Have you done something which you have to do every New Year?
I know what it is. Have you taken your New Year resolution, children? Is anybody there amongst you who don't know what a New Year resolution is?
No worries, children. We will tell you what it is. A New Year resolution is like a promise you make to yourself that you would do something from the beginning of that year. I think my definition is as vague as it can be. I might be confusing your kids more.
Don't worry, Prem. We will give them a beautiful example that will be more clear. For instance, you may make a resolve that from this new year, I will wake up 1 hour earlier than I have been waking up.
Or let us say you are learning music. You make a resolve that from this New Year's Day, I will practice music for at least 1 hour in the morning.
Or how about this one? From this year, I will help my mother in the kitchen for some time every day. Or I will give my father a hand in gardening.
I know one resolution I would make almost every year, but would always struggle to follow it. I would resolve that every day I will read the lessons that I learned in school that day. But I confess, I never was able to follow it.
Oh, that's bad, Prem. But I know, I too have made resolutions that I could not keep up. But you know what happens when you do keep up a New Year resolution?
Oh, I know. It fills you with so much self-confidence and self-satisfaction.
Yes, children. If you keep up a New Year resolution, you will feel so good about yourself. And you don't have to tell anyone what your resolution was and that you followed it. The feeling is so good even then.
That's true. But Ganesh, why do we wait till a new year to make a resolution at all?
Oh, that's a very good question, Prem. I think it is because of two reasons. One is, of course, a bad one.
Oh, and that is?
Our nature to postpone, or in other words, procrastinate or push till later. If we have to do something, we say, you know what I will do, I'll do it from Monday. And Monday comes and Monday goes and we would have not started.
Then we will say, hey, Thursday is a holy day. I will start from this Thursday.
And then we will say, oh, but there's a weekend in between. I think I'll start on Monday only.
That is a very, very bad habit, children. And it is very easy to get into this habit too. But have you heard of Saint Kabir, children? He was a great mystic and a poet too. He would say a beautiful poem. Kal kare so aaj kar, aaj kare so ab. Pal mein pralay hoegi, bahuri karoge kab. It means, what has to be done tomorrow, do it today. What has to be done today, do it right now. If the moment is lost, how will the work ever be done?
Oh, that's a beautiful quote. I too have heard it. And there is another saying my teachers would often tell us, tomorrow never comes. My teachers would tell us, say you have some work and you write a reminder for yourself on top of your notepad saying, I will do this work tomorrow. Then when you wake up the next day and read it, what will it say?
It will still read, I will do this work tomorrow, which means you will keep waiting for tomorrow and tomorrow will never come.
So children, try your best not to get into this bad habit of procrastination. Oh, I told you there are two reasons why we wait for New Year to take a resolution, right? I just told you one.
Yes, yes, we all are waiting for the other.
And the other is, a New Year always brings with it a new hope, a new energy. And we use that energy to bring in a new change in our lives.
That's so very true. We just use the new momentum of a new year. So children, take this as a special time and do whatever you resolve to do, as a new song you wish to offer to Swami on this new year.
with that resolve to offer to Swami a new song, let us move on in the program. It is time now for the final doctor's talk of the children's hour.
Yes, children. The doctors who came on our program have told us so many, many important facts and tips about the human body and health. Today, our doctor from the General Hospital is going to share with us her thoughts as we conclude this series.
She gave us a brief summary about the body the last week. Now, she is going to give us a summary about the mind. Over now to Dr. Lata Shri.
Om Shri Sai Ram, offering most humble pranams at the divine lotus feet of our ever-present Lord. Sai Ram children, last week we learnt about the upkeep of physical health. The World Health Organization defines health as a state of complete physical, mental, social and spiritual well-being, not merely an absence of disease or infirmity. Today we shall see some of the aspects of the other three parts of the health, that is mental, social and spiritual. A mind full of clutter and confusion, a heart full of ill feelings is the seed pot for stress-induced diseases which are on the rise nowadays. Swami says, sow a thought, reap an action. Sow an action, reap a habit. Sow a habit, reap a character. And sow a character, reap a destiny. So what we become depends on the thoughts that we entertain. As you all know, the mind is nothing but thoughts. If our mind is pure, the thoughts generated in the mind are pure. In turn, our speech and actions will also be pure. The five sense organs, the eyes, the ears, the nose, the tongue, and the skin, which perceive the sense of sight, hearing, smell, taste, and touch, are the organs through which the mind receives inputs. For the mind to remain good and pure, the food that we feed the mind through the senses has to be good. And Bhagwan tells us, be good, see good, do good, and this is the way to God. We must always remember what Swami tells us about the use of senses. Swami says, see no evil, see what is good. Hear no evil, hear what is good. Speak no evil, speak what is good. And think no evil, and think only good. So children, it is very important for us to be watchful about the misuse of senses. As children, you are all exposed to a lot of things that influence you easily in this age of technology and communication. Television, social networking sites consume most of your time, and it is very easy for you to get carried away by all this. And by this, you will not only be wasting your precious time, but you also tend to develop wrong priorities in your life and channelize your energy and talent in wrong ways. As Swami says, television is televisham. You must limit your television viewing to good and constructive programs, and the same way use computer for academic purposes and not otherwise. Instead of spending time on Facebook, Twitter and other social websites, you can develop the habit of reading good books, uplifting and inspiring literature. You can become a member of a good library and cultivate this good and constructive habit. Having pets at home, caring for them, taking the responsibility of looking after them is a very good hobby that teaches you love, compassion, sharing and caring. Just as you remember always to wash your hands before eating and also to chew the food properly, you must remember to chant the food prayer, that is Brahmarpanam, before eating. And make it a habit to pray to God. Prayer is talking to God. It is said prayer is man's only strength and God's only weakness. So don't forget to tell your morning prayers and also evening prayers before you go to bed. You can join Balvika's classes and attend them regularly. can also learn to sing bhajans, and you must also avoid talking too much. Practice silent sitting. Learn the art of meditation. Bhagwan has given us Jyoti meditation, which is quite simple to learn and practice. And I have told you about the technique of Jyoti meditation in one of our sessions. This is the best way to get rid of stress, relax our mind, purify our senses, and also get rid of all the negativity in us. Start practicing Namasmarana, that is chanting the name of the Lord. This is a very simple, effective way to keep the mind occupied so that it doesn't go astray. Involve yourself in service activities. It is said charity begins at home. You can start helping your parents with household chores, take care of elders like grandparents at home, and along with other children in your colony, you can also devise small seva projects like cleaning the neighborhood, educating people on problems and solutions of various types of environmental pollution. You can also create health awareness among people by telling them about the do's and don'ts of primary health care. For example, you can educate people about prevention and spread of diseases like malaria, dengue fever, and even waterborne infections like typhoid and cholera. You have learnt about all these things in the children's hour. So you can talk to people about maintaining personal and community hygiene. These are some of very simple, very fulfilling seva activities which you children with lot of energy and time can easily do. All these activities will keep you physically, mentally fit, and also they will elevate you spiritually as well. With this, we come to the end of this health segment on Children's Hour. I thank Bhagwan for this humble opportunity to connect to you children. Hope you have all learnt some of important aspects of health care. And I thank brothers Prem and Ganesh and also Sumana Madam on this Children's Hour. And I pray that all of you enjoy good overall health by the grace of Bhagwan. Jai Sai Ram.
On behalf of each one of you children, we profusely thank the doctor for her time over these many, many months.
There were times when she would squeeze time in between her duty hours in the hospital to come and record her talk for you. And she would gather her thoughts in the few minutes she would get free during her duty.
So children, it is not enough if we just thank her. She took all the trouble so that we all benefit from it, right? So the best way to express our gratitude to all the doctors is to take to heart the many lessons they have taught us. When you all lead a happy, healthy and wholesome life, that will be a perfect way to thank them.
And even as we thank the doctor, shouldn't we thank our Sumana Madam too? She brought such beautiful and inspiring stories for us week after week.
And sometimes she would collect stories from different places and stitch them together to make it more interesting for all of you. It calls for a lot of effort, children.
And Sumana Madam also works as a teacher in our school in Prashanthi Nilayam. She would sometimes sit between her classes or finish her lunch fast so that she can search or write the story for you. She too has taken a lot of trouble so that we will get to listen to interesting stories.
Not just interesting ones, stories that have a very, very nice moral too. Today, she is going to tell the last story of this series. Children, it's a beautiful story, and you know, this is a true life incident too.
So over now to Sumana Madam for this week's story.
Children, you know why you children are so fortunate? Because you kids have the gift of faith. Faith is not believing that God can do, but He will do. And God isn't just looking to perform grand miracles like lifting the Govardhana mountain to shelter the entire village, like Lord Krishna, or parting the Red Sea. But God is looking to perform everyday miracles too. So we realize God is in our lives each day. Now, let us hear this wonderful story experienced by a doctor who worked in Africa somewhere on the equator. We have learnt in our geography classes that equatorial regions are extremely hot, but nights can be very chilly. One cold night, this doctor was on duty, working hard to help a mother in the labor ward. But in spite of all efforts to save her, she died giving birth to a tiny premature baby and another, a crying 2-year-old daughter. As the newborn was very weak, there was not much chance of its survival. An incubator was an option to keep it alive, but they had no incubator in the first place. Besides, even if they had no electricity to run the incubator. They also had no special feeding facility to feed such premature babies. So now, how were they going to manage to keep this helpless baby alive? One student nurse went in search of a box of cotton wool that the baby could be wrapped in. Another went to stoke up the fire and fill a hot water bottle. But she came back shortly in distress because while she had been filling the bottle, it had burst. You know, rubber perishes very easily in hot tropical climates. And that was their last hot water bottle. Now it is no good crying over the last water bottle that had burst. And surely there were no drugstores down forest paths. So, with no other option, the doctor said to the nurse, "All right, put the baby as near the fire as you safely can and sleep between the baby and the door to keep it free from cold wind drafts. Your job is to keep the baby as warm as possible." And somehow the baby survived that night. Following afternoon, this doctor went for prayers with the orphanage children, as was his usual practice. Generally, before the prayer session began, this doctor would give the youngsters various suggestions on things to pray that day. And today, he told them about the tiny baby. He explained the problem about keeping the baby warm enough, mentioned about the last hot water bottle, and that the baby could so easily die if it got chills. He also told them to look after the baby's 2-year-old sister who was crying because she no more had her mother. After that, the children began to pray. And in that group was one 10-year-old girl called Ruth. She made a loud, sincere prayer to God, a very concise prayer. She prayed, "Please God, send us a water bottle. But if you delay and send it by tomorrow, it will be no good. Because the baby may be dead. So please God, send it by this afternoon, Then, after a little thought, she added, "And while you are about it, would you please send a doll for that little girl too? So she will know you really love her." What a prayer, right? And hearing this, the doctor was shocked at the blunt, to-the-point made prayer. And he just managed to say, "Amen." The only way God could answer this particular prayer would be sending me a parcel, he thought. But the doctor knew God listens to every prayer, especially a heartfelt, innocent prayer, and will answer them. But he was yet to learn how fast and about the strange ways of God. That afternoon, while the doctor was teaching in the nurses' training school, a message was sent that there was a car in front of his door. Surprised a little, he rushed home. But before he reached home, the car had gone. And there on the veranda was a large 22-pound parcel. He had been in Africa for almost 4 years at that time and had never ever received a parcel from home. Now what could this be? His heart was racing. He could not open the parcel alone, it was huge, so he sent for the orphanage children. Together, they pulled off the string, carefully undoing each knot, then folded the paper, taking care not to tear it. Excitement was mounting. What could be inside? At least 30 or 40 pairs of eyes were focused on the large cardboard box. From the top, the doctor lifted out brightly colored knitted jerseys. Eyes sparkled. The doctor gave them out. Then, next were the knitted bandages for the leprosy patients. Then came a box of mixed dry fruits. That would be enough to make a batch of buns for the weekend, thought the doctor. By now, the children looked a little bored. But little Ruth was sure and eagerly waiting for those things she had demanded from God. The doctor smiled at Ruth and thought, "If anyone did send me a parcel, who would put a hot water bottle? Today's urgent requirement. I live on the equator." Then, as the doctor put his hand into the parcel again, he felt something. Could it really be? He grasped it and pulled it out. Yes! A brand new rubber hot water bottle. He felt tears covering his eyes. He had not truly believed. Ruth was in the front row of the children. She rushed forward, crying out, "If God had sent the bottle, He must have sent the doll too." She knew it. Then rummaging down to the bottom of the box, she pulled it out. A small, beautifully dressed doll. Her eyes shone. She had never doubted. Looking up at the doctor, Ruth asked, "Can I go over with you and give this dolly to that little girl so she will know that Jesus really loves her?" Now, the emotional doctor could only wonder, how could God have prompted someone to send all those requirements in the parcel and had inserted a hot water bottle and not even forgotten to put a doll for an African child 5 months before, that is, even before the baby was born. And all this in answer to the believing prayer of a 10-year-old to bring it that afternoon.
The doctor only managed to say, "I just did not believe that God could do this."
"Oh yes, I know that He can do everything. The Bible says so. But I thought there were limits. But now I realize there is no limit for God." So kids, let us remember that God's ways are very mysterious. But more importantly, what prayer can do is unimaginable. Children, that is why Swami says, "You take one step towards me and I shall take 100 steps towards you." And this inspiring incident only proves that God has already sent His blessings even before we have decided to take that first step. Before they call, I will answer. So let us pray as if everything depended on God. But let us work as if everything depended on us. For with prayer in our hearts, we are the richest and most blessed. To all little children, Sairam from me.
What a beautiful story. And children, it is so perfect for all of you. Being children, you all are capable of such faith and devotion.
You all have that purity, and it is the best time to cultivate such devotion to God.
But before we move on to the last segment of this children's hour, there is something more Sumana Madam wishes to tell all of you. Shall we all listen?
Sairam children,
wondering why I'm back so soon? Well, as this happens to be the last children's hour, I thought I will tell you a big goodbye. And don't worry, it won't be too long. I wish to tell you all that it was such a pleasure sharing stories with all of you. And also remember, you are never too old for stories. Stories are the best way to learn profound lessons. That is why Swami would tell a lot of small stories, which Swami called Chinna Kathas. In fact, many of the stories you heard in the program were told by Swami Himself. I pray to Swami that you all should absorb the lessons contained in these stories, because you are like little buds in God's garden. These stories are like nourishment for you. Slowly you will blossom into beautiful flowers that give their fragrance to everyone around. That way, you will become a perfect offering to God. May Swami's love and blessings be with each one of you children forever. With this, it is bye and Sairam from me.
Once again, children, we thank Sumana Madam for all the beautiful stories she told us. Also, we played for you many, many dramas in the program.
These dramas were staged by Balvikas children from different states of India and also different countries of the world. And we hope you like these dramas too.
And talking about children, it's time for our most favorite segment of the Children's Hour, Conversation with Children. And as we told you last week, this is a conversation we had with children who staged the drama on Christmas Day last year.
For one last time, children's conversation on your children's hour.
We have the next group from the UK drama here. So would you like to introduce yourself?
Sairam, I'm Ananda.
And how old are you?
I'm 10 years old.
10 years old. What you?
Sairam, I'm Magma.
And how old are you?
15.
15, all right. You?
Sairam, I'm Dia and I'm 9.
So Dia and Magma sisters?
Yeah.
Okay. So what are the roles you played?
So I was the owl.
Okay. the owl which gives the advice to the mouse.
Yes, right? The night owl.
What about you both?
I was the cat.
Sorry?
The cat.
The cat, right. You?
The hen.
The hen. All right, so Ananda, you're from UK and the other two of you from Australia?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you guys joined the UK drama. How did you enjoy it?
Yeah, it was good.
It's good? You enjoyed?
Yeah. Yeah.
Made some new friends?
Yeah.
So UK people are good? Interesting?
Yeah.
How different is the language?
Yeah, it's quite similar, but their accents are different.
Yeah, they got a British accent.
You got a British accent. You know what? You tell an Englishman that you have a British accent, they will tell you that the language is ours. You got an accent, they will tell you. So, Ananda, how did you enjoy doing your drama?
I enjoyed it quite a lot.
So, when did you join the drama?
So, I joined at the first time.
Okay.
So, two of us were told apart, me and my sister.
Mm-hmm.
And then slowly everybody sort of gradually came in.
Okay. So you must have joined the drama late.
Yeah.
How many days before?
I'm not sure. Maybe like 4 days after.
4 days before.
Yeah.
So is this the first time you're in Prashanthi?
No.
When were you here before?
I came when I was 18 months.
Oh, okay. So when was the, I think 2 years back it was the Australian drama?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is it? Last year was South Africa?
Last year was Canada.
The year before that, right?
Yeah.
Were you here for that?
Yes.
You were in the drama that time too?
Yeah.
What did you do then?
I was a sick boy.
Sick boy. What about you?
I was Joseph.
Okay. So what was that drama about? We heard about the UK drama. What was that drama about?
It was about a wise man. So mm-hmm. there were the three wise men and there was a fourth one.
Okay.
And he was talking about how his journey, because he didn't come with the other three wise men. Mm-hmm. He had his own journey and he brought three stones with him. Mm-hmm. And while his journey, he like gave each stone to someone else.
Okay.
And in the end, he tried to give the last stone to Jesus, but he couldn't. And God came to him and told him, you know, all this time, I've been in all those three people. You have been helping me this whole time and everything.
Right. It's so similar to the drama that you did this time, wasn't it? It's about trying to give a gift to Jesus.
Yeah.
Right? So what did the owl's advice to the mouse?
So the owl's advice to the mouse was mainly just about how you should go to Bethlehem and mm-hmm. see the baby, but never give up.
Okay.
So I kept on saying, you know, you too should know Michael, and off went Michael, and he was just really motivated by what I said.
Mm-hmm.
So the story goes at the end,
mm-hmm.
I knew all of this from the start.
Okay.
I was a very wise old owl,
mm-hmm.
and what happened was I was pretending like I didn't know to Michael, yet okay. I knew everything was happening okay. in the storyline. And when he came back, I said to him, you know, I've spoken to everybody that you saw,
mm-hmm.
and I've interacted with them, and you did a really good job,
mm-hmm.
you know, you carried on and you did really well.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so which drama did you enjoy more, this one or the last one?
I think I enjoyed this one because I had a part to say.
Okay, you had something to speak.
Yeah.
So we enjoyed this more.
Yeah.
Okay. So what do you like in Prashanthi? You like being in Prashanthi?
Yeah.
So what do you like being in Prashanthi about?
Hmm.
What do you do the whole day?
I like the cook and order.
Sorry?
Cook and order.
Okay. All right. That's nice. Not the ice cream. Okay. What about you? What do you find interesting in Prashanthi?
Like, we have many opportunities to join, mm-hmm. like, choir and drama and everything, and, like, okay. yeah.
You don't get to meet so many people
back
home, right?
You
get to meet so many types of people here.
Yeah, from different countries.
Yeah.
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 So, did you make a lot of friends?
Yeah. So, just from the play, I made about 4 or 5 friends, just being mm-hmm. in the play.
Okay.
And just by meeting people all around me, it's really mm-hmm. good. It's nice.
How do you make friends with people, let's say, from some other country? They're so different, right? You make friends with people who are like you, right?
Well, I guess it's just something like I first talked to Magma,
mm-hmm.
and I don't know, something like clicked or something. I don't know. Something just happened, and mm-hmm. then it's like we were just stuck. I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think because everyone's so nice around here, because they all follow Baba's message and everything, and it's just easier to make friends. And
So what do you think is Baba's message then?
Oh, you know, to be a good person.
That's interesting. Yes. How do you be a good person then?
To be kind and care for other people.
Okay. That's right. You don't need anything more, right? So are you being kind and care for other persons?
I hope. Yes.
Is there any time you feel that, oh, I wish I didn't have to be like so nice?
Yeah, some of the time to my sister.
Do you have a sister or a brother?
That's my sister. That John was my sister. And
that's the time when you feel that more, right?
Yes.
Oh, why should I be nice all the time?
I know. Like, she's really irritating to you sometimes. And then it's just like, oh, I'll give you this if you do this for me. Mm-hmm. And then she says, oh, I won't give it to you now. You already have some. That's the time when I feel like I shouldn't have done that.
You're right. So, you're a sister. So, what's the difference between a friend and a sister?
I think with friends, you kind of have to be careful.
Okay.
I don't know. But sister, you're kind of stuck with them.
Yeah, she has no choice.
Yeah, and you have to, like, learn to get along. While friends, if you, like, don't like him, you can just say, I don't like him, and try to, like, separate.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, you like your sister? Is she a good friend?
Yeah.
Luckily, you were stuck with a good friend. So, okay, let's say you've been here in Prashanti. You have so many the kids from the UK. You have kids from India.
Yeah.
So, if you want to make friends, what do you look for in a good friend?
Someone that's kind. And someone that's honest.
Okay.
And friendly.
So, if everybody's going to make friends with someone who's kind, honest and friendly, what about the others? They'll have no friends at all. What do we do with them then? So why do you think people are not kind at all? You know, let's say, I mean, we all know that you have to be kind.
Yeah.
Then why are people not kind? I'm sure you'd probably find people here too who are a little rude. Do you?
Yeah, sometimes.
Why do you think? Why do you think people are like that sometimes?
Oh, maybe they just had a bad day.
They just had a bad day.
Maybe something has happened. Maybe something has happened inside the family or something that upset them a lot, so like a family member has died. Maybe they just don't want to talk. If they like yell at you, then you feel really bad.
So what do you do? Let's say you go into the mandir and someone's like, someone's been a little bit rude with you, they shout at you, don't sit there, don't speak.
I feel kind of embarrassed because everybody's looking at me.
Right.
But I'd also think, like, maybe I did do the wrong thing by accident. Like, you say with all the really strict. If I've done something really wrong, they always shout at me. So, I just feel like I've done it wrong, but I mean, I got to learn from that one. And try not to do it again.
What do you feel? Let's say somebody's being very rude with you. In the canteen, in the mandir or something.
Probably I would feel embarrassed too, because like...
Does it ever occur to you that, oh God, I feel so embarrassed, so I shouldn't be doing this to somebody else?
Yeah.
They would be feeling bad too.
Yeah.
Does it occur to you? Do you think like that?
Yeah.
Or do you think that you shout at me, I go shout at somebody else?
I think if like someone shouts at me, I should just stay quiet because probably they did have a bad day and everything like that.
There's a saying from the Bible which says that somebody treats you badly, and you feel bad about it, you should ensure that you don't treat somebody else the same way. You know what that saying is? What is
it?
Oh, yeah. What is
it? There's a sentence in the Bible. Jesus says that. Have you heard of that? Do unto others.
Yeah.
How does it go?
Think about it.
Do unto others what you wish others do unto you. Right? So if somebody is treating you badly and you feel hurt, it's like, oh, this, somebody speaking rudely hurts me, so I shouldn't speak rudely to somebody else. You think it's a good idea?
Yeah.
You think so?
Yeah.
Would you remember that?
Yeah.
Is it easy to follow that?
Not really, but...
Yeah. Like at times when you...
Is it easy to be good? You tell me that first. Is it easy to be good and kind?
Sometimes, not really. Yeah.
So is it important to be good and kind?
Yeah.
Why?
It is important.
What's the big deal? You know, it's, so what if people are not kind? It's alright, no? Why is it important to be good and kind? Anything, I mean, what do you feel? Why is everybody telling us be good, be good, be good?
Because maybe, like, the future, if we start now to be good, and, you know, to start slowly just getting into that shape of being really good, then when you get older, maybe that'll also help you, because then you don't, like, yell at people, and when you do it at work, you might lose your job. So maybe what happens is you learn from a young age, and then you slowly get used to it.
So have you felt any time that, oh, I've not been good today? You've come back from school and felt, oh, today I've not been so good.
Yeah, sometimes I have.
When you feel that way?
Say, like, you've got, like, a fight with your friend and they shouted at you and you, like, shouted back. You come back at home, you don't really feel nice. Like, oh, I think I should not have shouted back at them.
Okay. Why do we celebrate Christmas? Have any idea? I mean, why do we celebrate any festival, first of all?
To celebrate something. Like, for Christmas, is to celebrate the birth of Jesus.
Yeah, why do we celebrate the birthday of Jesus? You know the population of the world today? You know how many people are there in the world?
Because he was the Son of God, and he came down to earth to spread the message.
We all are children of God,
but
right? What way is Jesus special?
He had just unconditional love, and he just kept on helping and loving, and he couldn't stop, for no matter how long it was.
He couldn't stop. He couldn't stop loving others. Okay, that's nice. So, what other festival do you celebrate in Australia?
We celebrate Christmas and...
Any other festival which we don't know here?
Oh, I don't think so.
Yeah.
Other than Christmas and New Year? Thanksgiving?
No, we don't celebrate
that.
Halloween?
We
sometimes.
Do.
Sometimes.
What's Halloween? I never know what it is. What is that festival all about?
It's like a day where you dress up into a scary costume.
Okay.
And you go around each house saying trick or treat, and they'll give you lollies.
Lollies, yeah. Okay.
I don't understand. You know, Christmas, they say you have to be kind. And why do you have to be scary on Halloween then? So that's the day you don't need to be kind, is it? You can take a break from being good. Is that so?
No, not sure.
Then why do we scare people then?
I think it's just for, like, fun.
For fun, yeah.
Just to, like, receive some sweets.
Yeah.
All right. So you didn't tell me, what else do you like in Prashanti?
Well...
Ice creams?
I like... The experience of coming during Christmas is very different to the one that I came to. I came in summer 2 years ago.
Okay, that was in August.
Yeah.
Right, okay.
It was really fun. But, I mean, this was something just a bit different. And that's what I love about Prashanti. Every year it's something different, and every month it's something different. So it's just... You don't ever get bored of it. You just can't.
Okay. So what about you? When you go back home, and friends ask you, where were you all this while? What do you tell them?
Yeah, I was in India. I tell them, and I say, like, I was part of this drama.
Okay.
Yeah, and I tell them all about it.
And do they ask you, what do you do in India? Why travel all the way to India? Nobody answers. Okay, let's say I'm the first one to ask you, why did you come to India? What would you tell me?
I don't know.
I don't know. My mom just booked my ticket. What would you tell your friends? Let's say your friend is asking you, what did you do? Go half the way around the globe to India?
To celebrate Christmas.
Yeah, why didn't you celebrate Christmas in Australia? They ask you, what is this place called Puttaparthi? What's so special about it? It's just nice being there.
Yeah.
So you'll come back to Parthi?
Yeah. We'll come next year.
You come every year?
Yeah.
Okay. What about you? Come every year?
Well, once every 2 years.
Once in 2 years. Okay. So it's nice talking to all of you. And get your names again.
Dia.
Magma.
And
Ananda.
Okay, thank you for being here in Radio Sai. May you have a safe journey back home.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So with that, children, we have really, really come to the end of the show. Even as we heard that children's conversation, we could not but recollect the many little chats we had with the many guests on the show.
The many bright little children from the Ishwarama school and the primary school in Prashanthi Nilayam, and the many, many children from around the world.
A big thank you to each one of you, for you made the Children's Hour beautiful with your presence.
And need we say, Ganesh, our deep sense of gratitude towards Swami for this opportunity to host the Children's Hour on Radio Sai.
Of course, Prem, we are very grateful to Swami for giving us the opportunity to spend time with all of you and all the beautiful moments this program gave us. We offer this entire Children's Hour series at Swami's Lotus Feet.
And with a heavy heart, goodbye to all you sweet children. Don't forget,
be happy, be good, and have a lot of fun. May Swami bless each one of you. Sai Ram, children.
Sai Ram, children.
We are the children.